Nearly every single one of you is carrying a remotely controllable device on your person.
Oh, I'm not worried about the Mossad, right?
The batteries in your phone, in your laptop, in your electric car, they hold tremendous amounts of embodied energy. The world has changed a lot in 15 years, but what intelligence services do really hasn't. And I want to start with that because while their practices haven't changed, the scale of them has. And that's what really brought me forward. It's not that, you know, the government was spying on somebody. They've always done that. It was the government was spying on everybody. And it wasn't that they didn't want to do that in the past, but that they didn't have the capability to do it. We were talking about things that were the Stasi's, you know, wet dream. And now we see that creeping everywhere. Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, was one of the people that I tweeted about a few weeks ago. I had hoped to speak about here, because I think this really emblematizes what has changed.
Nobody really talks about who's actually on the other end of those conversations. ChatGPT has the former director of the NSA sitting on its board. Edward Snowden called that a willful, calculated betrayal of the rights of every person on Earth. And that made me stop and think. Every prompt you type is tied to your identity, your account, your IP, your history. That's why we use Venice.ai, today's sponsor. Venice is an AI platform built specifically for privacy. It lets you interact with the world's leading AI models anonymously, meaning your conversations are never tied to your identity. You can switch between different models, text, code, image, even video, all in one place. They run open source models directly in your browser without logging your data. Here's the key difference. Venice submits generations on your behalf, so none of this is ever tied back to you. Your conversations are encrypted and stored only on your device, not on some company's servers, and not in a database that corporations or governments can spy on or sell. Venice was founded by Erik Voorhees, a well-known crypto entrepreneur and longtime privacy advocate, which is a big reason I was comfortable using it myself. If you want to use AI without handing over your most personal information to corporations or the government, check out Venice. Go to venice.ai/anonymous and use code anonymous to get 20% off a pro plan. The link is in the first line of the description.
So for those who are unfamiliar, just a few weeks ago, we saw a well-coordinated effort by the old powers to gain control over Telegram by taking its founder, Pavel Durov, as frankly a hostage in France. Now, they had been complaining publicly that Telegram, which is not a meaningfully secure messenger, by the way, please don't call it a secure messenger when you're describing it to your friends. It's more like a standard chat group that has DMs attached. It does have one capability to send end-to-end encrypted texts called secret chats, but almost no one uses it, right? Anyway, the state apparatus of the US and Europe had been complaining that Telegram had not been providing them enough control over its ecosystem, the ability to shut down channels at will, as they do on Facebook and everybody else, to dox their users. And now, because of some weaknesses in Telegram's design as a service, Telegram did have this ability. So the governments knew Telegram could be doing if they wanted to, but Telegram apparently did make at least some efforts to resist demands to share this ability for what that's worth. So what happens? Durov is lured to France under whatever pretext. I think it's even public now. He's immediately tossed in the dungeon, and presto changeo, a few days later, he's out on bail, and Telegram changes its terms of service. That is the unfortunate reality of how the world works when you don't architect your service to resist state interference at the protocol level. And that's what's so special and powerful about crypto broadly, Bitcoin specifically. But you know, it's that kind of mentality where you design against the worst possible case to avoid the inevitable. Now, in Durov's case, I hope he gets out. And once he's in a free place, he genuinely fixes the design problem that put him in the hot seat in the first place by creating a service that does not put too much power and data in vulnerable human hands. You have to design your app so that there will never be a head that the state can point a gun at, or they will do it. But the real lesson here, why it's so important, is not about Durov. It's not about Telegram. It's about us. We are all entering a new phase of history where what we consider the more enlightened collection of states globally, ones that had embraced the classically liberal ideal, and I want to clarify here that I'm talking about the supremacy of the individual's right to themselves, the right to decide and direct one's life, rather than, you know, whatever it is that political parties are branding as liberalism today. The governments of these states that used to champion that idea are now some of those working hardest to roll it back, to bureaucratize, to influence, to nudge, to shape, to ultimately control each and every individual within their territory and beyond, to the extent made newly possible by technology. This is not a different story than 2013. This is the same. Now, in their defense, these states genuinely seem to believe that this is the path to utopia, that they genuinely know what is good for you to a greater extent than you do, because they're the expert. You know, everyone in this community, you know, knows the memes, whether you're going to eat the bugs or whatever. The thing to remember is that this is a story that we have seen play out in history before. It seems to me that these proposals are less interested in surveillance than they are in control. They're laying the procedural framework for the global control of the voices of every volume. And that's what it's really about. It's not that they're worried about some secret conversation. It's not that they're trying to shake down Durov for the keys to some conversation. It's that they see people talking in ways that they don't like, ways that they consider to be misinformation, ways that they consider to be disinformation, ways that they consider to be socially harmful, that they consider to be structurally undesirable, and they want to silence it. And that is dangerous. That's the point of no return. We lose that, there's no coming back. Which brings us to modernity and all the ways that it's changing around us. But I saw someone digging up old quotes here, and they were saying, I'll read this, that we don't need to talk about like the anarchist angles of Bitcoin. We don't want to talk about privacy. We don't want to talk about the uninterceptable design. We don't want to talk about the fact that no one can silence it. No one can stop it. Because that's going to make billionaires uncomfortable. And they want to be investing in something. They want it to be regulated. They want it to be controlled. They want it to be something that works for them. And I think that's absolutely wrong. We need to talk about the rules, values of the system, the crypto part of cryptocurrency. That's what makes it special. I don't care if it makes billionaires uncomfortable. I don't care if it makes JP Morgan slower to allocate. They don't get a vote. Because frankly, they're coming along on this ride, whether they like it or not. The dollar is done. Nothing stops this train, as Lynn Alden says it. Debasement is baked into our models. We see what's happening with the percentage of currency issuance, the deficit spending. It might not happen this year. It might not happen next year. It might not happen in 5 years. But it's very clear, looking at the progress of history, where these things end. We are in the age of paper, but it is on the decline. It is coming to the end. It's not about any flag. It's about the method. It's what the system is built on. There is no basis, no strong foundation. So we as a community need to focus on keeping alive the thing that made our currency prosper where all the others have failed.
If you enjoyed today's video on Anonymous Official, leave a like and subscribe if you haven't done so already. Thanks for watching and sticking with us.